Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast
Radio. Thank you, Alan. Good morning to you. And if I may say, let's spare a thought for the thousands of people that are helping each other to get out of bed this morning. They're pulling back the curtains. They're dressing the elderly. They're giving them their breakfast. They may have to take their medication, and they may have to go to a hospital appointment that may give them bad or good news. So the referendum certainly reinforces the care sector, the people that are, may I say, forgotten. But the government certainly got a bloody nose over the weekend.
Right. Your words that I just quoted there are very, very strong. Why have you come out so strongly about this?
Well, we were working with a small group of people who basically were very wound up that nobody was listening to them. They haven't been listening to them for years. And the exercise the weekend in terms of the referendum cost 18 million. Could you imagine where that money would go in terms of rehab and care and providing support? And in fact, the people that are out there, the wonderful people that move around the community each and every day, the carers, they're probably not paid enough. And certainly we need to realise that Ireland is now a rich country. We need to be supporting people that are out there. And I think the weekend illustrates that the overwhelming, like there was two referenda, our one was the Kerr referenda, there was overwhelming support for our point of view in the context of there's an urgent need for greater support and people need to be listened to.
I did a poll last week in the programme. I just asked the Morning Mix listeners, did they understand what was happening? And 80% of them came back and said they didn't. And you're quoted as saying that the information on the amendments was far from clear and that the government messaging really fell on deaf ears.
Yep. It absolutely did. Because for some reason, somebody had a smart idea. And in government, having worked and served five Taoiseach over the years, if you don't listen to people and if you have people around you that just yes people agreeing with you, telling you what you want to hear, you need to listen to people who are there to tell you what you don't want to hear and deal with things. This was a big hurry. International Women's Day and then Mother's Day. They would have loved to have been out doing the sound bites and appearing in various news programs. But essentially, this was smoke and mirrors, and the Irish people saw directly right through this. And we were thrilled with the response. But, the work of the groups that we were working on, they still continue. Because with the campaigns that were going, the 18 million that the government spent, we worked with a group of people that were, if I may say, didn't have the money, but I was very much committed, having lost my mum and dad and having been caring for them and seeing people of a certain age like myself who are caring for their loved ones. It's a sector of the community that nobody is listening to. And as I go back to my point again, the carers that are out there working day and night, they're not paid enough.
I mean, there were carer organisations, Paul, that were supportive of it, but you were representing a group called Equality Not Care, and you were very much against it.
Yes, Equality Not Care was pushing the campaign for a no vote, but there was Family Carers Ireland. Family Carers Ireland, they were pushing for a yes because they're funded by the government, and also the Women's Council, funded by the government. But those two organisations, I don't know whether they're in touch with the real world, but certainly going forward, as Anne-Marie Flanagan, one of our spokespersons, said that they need to revisit where they're going because they certainly don't represent the group that they claim they do by voting yes when the vast majority of the people voted no.
Where do you think it now leaves the government on this?
Well, I think certainly the next parliamentary party meeting that the Fine Gael party will have is going to have to look deep into its heart, because Leo Varadkar has continually run these campaigns and hasn't worked very well. The Taoiseach leader of Fianna Fáil, Micheál Martin, he's missing at the moment. He seems to be celebrating Cillian Murphy's victory, and rightly so too, but he hasn't really got involved in this. The minister in question, Roderick O'Gorman, well, he seems to be going through a series of issues, and he's a man that doesn't really talk to people. He does Zoom calls and doesn't come out, but he was in Dublin Castle, and when we were in Dublin Castle, we were the last vote. It was like a ghost town. There was only six of us there, literally waiting for the presiding officer to come out and say, we won the referendum. It was a ghost town. Normally the place is a joyous setting where all the politicians are there. But if you look at, again, the other parties, Sinn Féin voted yes. Social Democrats, let's vote yes. The Greens, let's vote yes. They got an unresounding bloody nose in relation to the outcome the weekend. And we would like to thank the people of Ireland for supporting and listening to our points of view.
Well, you are, as we know, across PR big time. What are your thoughts now? Do you think they'll run it again?
Well, I think the Sinn Féin party claim that if and when they get into government, their track record is beginning to fall apart. So if I was going down to Paddy Power, I would stick to Cheltenham rather than betting on Sinn Féin's success in the next election. I certainly think this was all rushed. They could have waited for the summertime. They could have waited for the European elections. They could have gone out there and explained to people what this is all about. Got people, ambassadors and organisations, and went around and had roadshows. No, this was a case of let's run this fast and let's move this fast and let's try and get it through. It's very interesting looking at, and this morning, Monday morning, I was just looking at the world media. Nobody's really picked up that the government has made a bags of the two referenda. So maybe they'll be happy with that. But certainly Micheál Martin is missing. It'll be interesting to hear how the rest of the government is going to turn up and get on with things. But I think the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, was in Tipperary over the weekend selecting, or in Cork on Sunday evening, selecting the next candidates for the European election. So there's other issues on the agenda, but they certainly lost very badly the weekend.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast Radio.